Mainly, what is your question about the religious rituals? Oh my God, everywhere is sex. What to do with the sex? Because sex is the thing that they talk mainly about. They are very sex-oriented people, a lot of them. But amazingly, they have to write it down. You know what they do? A very simple solution. They write it in Arabic. So the Iranians, they didn't get it. Or if they get it, this is a foreign word, it's not that indecent thing like that. I don't know what does that change. But I know that Rumi will do it purposely. He will go to the edge at book 5. Book 4 and 5, because in book 4 and 5 he's talking about something that even the title is confusing. Is unity and bewildering. Imagine these two are the topic of that stage. So we'll go to a limit, really, to put something in your mind, and he's very successful, because I have seen a lot of people that they have no interest in belief in religion and spirituality. They have no special interest for Rumi, literature, poetry, philosophy, none of this. They know that story because it looks porno to them. So maybe somehow they enjoy it. Anyhow, no big deal. Read it, please.
I see the snare in the air. If the divine destiny do not muffle the eye of my intelligence. When the divine destiny comes, wisdom goes to sleep. The moon becomes black. The sun is soft. How is this disposal by the divine destiny singular? Know that it is by the divine destiny that he disbelieves in the divine destiny.
Here Rumi goes somehow drunk. He will give you the truth. Therefore he looks like a drunk man, really. Look at him. He wants to give you the explanation to understand that there is rule and there is exception. Means there is this personal effort, intelligence, wisdom, and whatever, and there is something else. And at the end he will try to tell you what something else is. Then he will get drunk, you will see it in the beginning of the next paragraph of wine. He started like this, that first of all, non-believers, if you're a non-believer and you want to insist upon that, okay, do not believe, goodbye. Because at the beginning we said there are things that we don't want to prove, we don't need to prove, and it's useless to try to prove. Like the people, they think they could prove that they are in love or not. You cannot prove it. It's not logical. This bird could see everything if that qaza is not there. So there are two things here. There is the thing that intelligence will understand and beyond it. He starts with this, that this crow, if he had thousands of aql, but he's a kafir, because he doesn't believe in this one. Means in one hand you could have 100,000 apple, in the other one is this qaza, which is beyond that. Aren't you offended that there is something beyond the intelligence? As if intelligence and apple and logic, which is handmade, it started with Aristotle, right? A handwritten stuff, we created something, we. Oh, let's see, who are we? Oh, let's start like this. That there is this space, physical space that we know now. And there is 20 billion galaxies in it. in one of those galaxies, a mediocre one, which is the Milky Way, there is this little star system which is not at the center of something. And in this star system there is the Earth, and on the Earth there are millions of different species, and of course us, and we have found some logic, and everything should obey this logic, and there is nothing beyond it. This is what the belief of logic is. The logical people, they believe that. They don't give even a little room for that beyond the human intelligence and all that. It says that's qaza, let's call it qaza. That's not something to be included in logical terms. That exception, when it comes, first of all, knowledge will go to sleep. Amazingly, knowledge goes to sleep, doesn't die, doesn't come useless. Remember, he believes in this existence, sleep, imagination, non-existence, and he said, oh, the Creator is in non-existence. If you're looking for the Creator in existence, you're really dummy. Because everything comes from non-existence to here, momentarily, and it will go to non-existence again. But you believe only in existence? Just because in those moments of non-existence you don't exist? Remember, you even tried that one with that stick in the fire? Says, listen, that as of when it comes, the knowledge will go to sleep and the moon will turn black. Means darkness in the prophet and all the reflection they bring. Even the sun itself will vanish. And don't you think that that exception could do this? Huh, that exception is this silly fellow intelligent one who doesn't believe in beyond, because even this is the exception. That's qaza which made this fellow to be non-believer, because there is no rule. Belief is not something that you're born with and everybody has it. Some have it. There is no rule, there is exception. So you could be non-believer because there are believers. When there is a belief, there are believers. This is the rule, the exception, non-believers and all that. So it's complicated like that. Remember, like the argument I told you from W.T. Stace, Hegel, that famous chapter that non-existence exists. That's the dilemma. You cannot talk differently about it, because eliminate non-existence, the remaining will be non-existence. Yes?
In part here he's also saying this, I'm trying to figure out how to put it to words, but just being able to come to an acceptance of those times, that you can't always be in that place, and that's part of being in that place. Is,
I didn't quite understand what you said, because when you say being in that place, by being in that place, you will bring the place here, will make it normal. We are talking about the place that you cannot be in.
Well, imagine that. What I'm saying, whereas it's like the hubo, that hubo can't always be at that highest point, at the zenith, to see this.
Not cannot, is not supposed to, that's the point. Uh-huh. It's not supposed to be always there.
Right.
This will fly. It say there are that conditions that I'll do that. Yes,
yeah.
It's not norm, it's exception. Yes?
The story of Adam on Bhumi Peace and how the divine destiny sealed up his sight so that he failed to observe the plain meaning of the prohibition and to refrain from interpreting it.
He brought another exception here. What is this exception?
Yeah.
to explain the hoo-hoo, he brought an exception. He said, let's go back to the story of Adam, right at the beginning, right? Okay, this Adam, who is this Adam?